Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, March 31st, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules and Lady Pitbull here on UCY.TV. Good morning, Lady Pitbull. How are you?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Happy Tuesday.
Yay.
Is it really Tuesday? Like, I'm so confused.
It's really the end of the month.
It is Tuesday. It's not Monday, right?
Right, it's Tuesday.
I did a show.
It's
okay,
the end
it
of the
is
month
Tuesday.
Where'd all the time go?
We have snow coming into New York. We actually, doesn't the phone always ring? I'm in the discombobulation zone, just so everyone knows. It is holiday time for the kids again up here. And I'm sure nobody will answer the phone, so it'll just ring and ring and ring. Last time I actually picked up the phone and they heard me talking and then I hung up on them. See, what the hell? Like, nobody lives here. All right, well, whoever that was, they're going to be like, what? Oh, my God. Here, hang it up. Doop, doop, doop. There, seven times it rang and no one answered. Oh, well, must not have been that important. Anyway, we had snow coming in here yesterday. I drove from Rochester and headed in the Buffalo direction. And on the map, it just looked like green, you know, which in my definition of green on the weather map means rain. Until we got to what I call the Bermuda Triangle, which is right between Rochester and Buffalo. So depending on the winds, it happens to get lake effect snow off of either Lake Erie or Lake Ontario. And there have been quite a number of times that I've had death-defying acts of survival that have happened between the two cities in probably the last 30 years of driving. And yesterday, at least the ground didn't get icy, but it was whiteout, snowstorm, blizzard for the whole second half of the trip yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Like, where did this come from?
Wow.
But if you look at the map today, we now have snow blasted into the southern part of the state. Oh, and here we go again, blasting into the southern part of New York State. And they're supposed to get 4 or 5 inches today as well. I'm going to completely take this phone off the hook if nobody answers the phone. So anyway, so much for almost being April.
Wow.
How's it there?
Yeah, it's global warming.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just saw Antarctica just broke 63 degrees, did they read yesterday?
Really? Well, it's summertime is wrapping up. It's fall, autumn there, right?
They are opposite us. So
yeah,
we are going into spring. Yes, it is now going into fall there.
Autumn, yeah, yep, absolutely. 60 what?
63. And see, here's the thing. Pops is actually on his treadmill, so we'll wait until he might actually come head in for a first hand of the show. But we'll have to ask him
sweet
if it ever hit 63 degrees while he was in Antarctica, because I don't think so. He was there for winter over as well, so he probably was there for fall over before winter over.
Fall over. That's awesome.
So, anyway, I just want to ask for forgiveness if things start to get funky here on the technical side of things. I don't know. I turned the wireless off because it was like, I mean, I always complain about sucking the orange through a straw, but this was like trying to suck a grapefruit through a straw. And I don't know. I mean, we're like right downstairs and five bars is two on the wireless. So I kicked it over to wired on this machine, and I was able to connect okay, but if we run into any technical chappies, just let me know.
Sure.
I'm not sure there's much I can do. I saw this morning when I was hitting the news feed, you know, we have this whole drill going on, the Jade thing down in the southern United States. There have actually been a few stories about it. I thought there was a general that came out, and he's like, oh, no, you guys are misinterpreting things.
Of course.
Don't be alarmed. We only have armed forces in how many states?
Yeah.
And they're all over. But a story came out through RT this morning that looks like it originated in force. But I don't doubt it at all. The emergency broadcast system went off, I guess, yesterday across a whole bunch of the Northeast. It says residents in a dozen states received a scare yesterday when an ominous message rolled across their TV screens announcing an emergency alert with the names of their states without any explanation or further information. Tests of the emergency alert system began shortly before noon on Monday and was seen by millions of television viewers in Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
Ooh, maybe we should save this little list to see if something like that happens in the future.
Well, what's odd is I don't think any of those states have troops rolling through them.
That's weird.
So it's like they're doing that test down there and this test up here.
Everywhere.
I don't know. I mean, they most certainly could be doing just testing of the emergency broadcast system, especially since they've hijacked all the phones and the TVs now.
Sure,
You had no
absolutely.
choice about that, but
But I think that's what you're originally going to see is no explanation, just the names of the states or whatever that are quote unquote affected. And that's all you're going to see for hours and hours and hours until somebody decides to cut in on that main circuit and tell you what their version is of what's going on.
Well, right, and Obama's got a kill switch, so like he can come on live. I remember when they were putting the system in, that was like one of the big deals. But here's the thing, like all the years growing up, I even remember watching Sesame Street as a kid, and
Oh,
boop,
yeah, I
this
remember
has
that
been a
too.
test of the emergency broadcast system. You know, like they
Yeah.
always came out and said that it was a test. And not too long ago, a friend of mine had come out and said that he actually had gotten an emergency broadcast test on his cell phone with no explanation
Oh,
whatsoever.
yeah. Oh, Obama's got that hot button switch that can interrupt every single cell phone. I mean,
Right, but I mean, so we're doing tests now and not telling people it's a test? I mean,
Yeah,
is this to
that's.
now get the, you know, like we were talking about desensitization, number one. So now when you see it, it's not going to be any big deal. Oh, it's another test. But you also get the boy who cried wolf. So, you know, if we do the emergency test and don't tell anyone, and first couple times people get panicked, but like the 10th time it happens, everybody's going to ignore it. Like, they're
Exactly.
all going to ignore it, and no one's going to realize that this is a real event.
Yeah, because we're not sure exactly, especially if they just list the states that have a quote unquote issue and they don't back any other facts up with it. So that's, yeah, that's, it's kind of like when the police went into the school to stage a drill, but they didn't tell anybody at the school they were going to do that. That's happened a lot of t many times as well.
Right, though I don't think you get desensitized to that too easily.
No,
The SWAT
but
team
it
showing
helped.
up at the school. But you know, the
Yeah.
thing is like, talk about, I mean, we've seen with the CDC and the vials of, you know, killer smallpox sitting on the top of filing cabinets and stuff. I mean, we pretty
For
much
4 years.
have established complete and utter incompetence in the federal government.
Oh my
But
God.
you'd think now they put in this brand new emergency broadcast system that at least each time that they played hitting the red button, that they would then hit the this is just a test button. And they're not.
Right.
So how can that be an absolute accident? Because this is multiple times now that I've heard about this with no announcement whatsoever that they're even testing
Right.
or following it up with a test message or anything of that nature. This has to be intentional.
Oh, absolutely. And they're just ramping it up all over the country, you know, with all that business in Texas, declaring them a hostile state, and California and Utah, they're going to do drills there. Apparently, they're just ramping everything going. They're ramping it all up right in front of our eyes. It's crazy out there. It's starting to get hinky.
Well, I mean, especially as you watch what's touching off in the Middle East and this whole Yemen thing,
And
this Yemen thing is not good at all.
our best.
You there?
No, I mean, the Saudis are just, they decided to like take their little sword and cut that rope and get it all started, you know?
I'm sure they didn't do that on their own, though. Wendy? Is Wendy there? See, I knew this was going to start happening. Hello? And when he's gone, am I there? Is the question. I don't know, guys. This is probably going to be a real difficult week of doing radio. Well, I don't even know if I'm on air. So, it looks like I lost the connection to Lainey Pitbull. So I guess I'm just going to blab for a while and go off on other topics unless she comes back. And then, I don't know, someone in chat, tell me if you can still hear me. Because, like I said, Skype is now saying that it can't get the call. Maybe no one can hear me. Can anyone hear me? All right, I guess so. All right, Lady Pitbull says call her back. And it's busy. So I probably will not be able to get her back now. All right, let's start the show all over again. So I guess we're going to have to change gears. Couple things that I saw over the last few days were about delivery drones. I don't know if you guys caught this one. But Discover Magazine comes out with a story, I believe it was yesterday, the day before, says delivery drone services are booming in China. Now, I saw a story a few weeks back saying that the FAA finally gave approval to Amazon for their delivery drones. So I don't know about you, but if I have a little robot drone show up at my house delivering my Amazon gear, I'm not going to be too happy about it. But apparently the Chinese absolutely love it. While companies like Amazon are chomping at the bit to launch drone delivery services in the United States, packages are already soaring through the air in China. 2 years ago, residents in the city of Dongguang, spotted experimental SF Express branded delivery drones hovering overhead with packages in tow. SF Express is the country's largest mail carrier, and it presently delivers roughly 500 packages a day via drone. Now the company says it plans to expand its services and double the number of packages it sends each day, according to a Chinese news report. The state of drone couriers in China couldn't contrast more with the situation here in the United States. SF Express deploys octocopters that carry about 6 pounds, so they're only used for small express deliveries. In China, commercial drone use is legal. Businesses simply need to get authorization from aviation authorities regarding the type of drone being used. Retailer, oh my God, here they come again, Alibaba is also experimenting with delivering teas via drones in China, and a company called Ice In Cake gave delivery drones a try, but Shanghai police put an end to that after residents feared the weights of the cakes would drag down the drone. SF Express currently delivers packages by drones in cities in southern and eastern China where demand for same-day delivery is high. They hope to expand their operations to more remote villages and farms in the future. The drones are coming to the farm near you. Wow, that's crazy. The company's drone manufacturer, a firm called X Aircraft, has said that SF Express drone fleet will reach several thousand units soon, unquote. On the other side of the planet, the Federal Aviation Administration recently gave Amazon permission to conduct outdoor testing. Oh, so that's apparently what it was, of a single prototype deliver drone. Unfortunately, this particular drone prototype became obsolete in the 6 months it took the FAA to approve Amazon's request. Of course they did. Incompetence commence. 6 months to approve one request. That's like the I don't even know what division it is here in New York State, but it's 9 months to approve a pistol permit here. To make up for the sluggish regulatory pace in the U.S., Amazon says it has been forced to move drone research and development to other countries. So there we go. I guess Florida is not going to become the drone capital of the world like they had hoped back a few years ago. Remember, Israel said that they wanted to take that top spot, but it does not say in the story where Amazon has moved their drone production to. In written testimony this week, the Senate Subcommittee on Aviation Operations, Safety and Security, Amazon's president for global policy, subtly chastised lawmakers for moving too slowly. Doesn't Amazon, aren't they running the NSA cloud in parallel? I am pretty certain they are. Hold the phone. Amazon NSA. I'm pretty certain. Hold on. NSA cloud, or was it the CIA? Cloud. They're hosting the cloud for one of the big boys. Oh, let's see. Do. Or has that news been wiped off the internet? It's possible, too. There's a couple things now that I've tried to look up, and I know I've read 100%, and it just is not out there anymore. Oh, it's the CIA. Sorry, it's not the NSA. Amazon beats IBM for CIA cloud contract. So there you go. That was an information week back. Oh, get it to load. This was pretty long ago, November 8th, 2013. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. All right, let's get back to this. Let's get back to this drone delivery story. So anyway, the Amazon's president for global policy subtly chastised lawmakers for moving too slowly. As he says, we moved all of our drone operations and research and development to other countries. Nowhere outside the United States, he says, have we been required to wait more than 1 or 2 months to begin testing. This low level of government attention and slow pace are inadequate, especially compared to the regulatory efforts in other countries. The FAA already has adequate statutory authority, and what the FAA needs is impetus, lest the United States will fall further behind. Yes, fall further behind in what? Fall further behind in drones roaming our skies like Skynet? I don't know. I might actually give a kudos to the legislators who drag their feet, because I don't know if I am actually up to the task of having my nightmare of 30 years ago actually become a reality. All right, we're trying to add Lady Pipple to the call again. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, she's here. Are you listening to the story? Are you there? And now she's not there. All right. Anyway, let me finish.
It's my Skype, guys.
Plug in?
Damn.
You got a plug? And there she goes again. Okay. Flying drones for commercial purposes is still banned in the United States, but one way pilots can begin flying their craft is to go through what is called a Section 333 process. Basically, the FAA can give commercial pilots permission to fly a drone under highly specific parameters. Currently, commercial drone operators who obtain a Section 333 exemption can fly anywhere in the country besides restricted areas, but must stay below 200 feet in altitude and within the line of sight of the operator. Unfortunately, within the line of sight of the operator. So how are you going to do delivery drones with that? You're going to have to, like, have one in each and every neighborhood? Unfortunately, only 53 commercial operators have been granted the status, and there are roughly 600 applications pending. So, you know, and then we have all these drone pilots from the Air Force who are dropping out with PTSD. They are offering all these big-time bonuses now to drone pilots to keep them in the drone pilot cockpit in, I don't even know where they're flying them out of. I thought it was like Nevada or, Utah Operations Center, I believe. I thought there was also one somewhere on the East Coast here in a military operation. So I guess this will be interesting to see. But since the United States has not been hopping on this bandwagon, they are now beginning to push the Amazon test drones in Canada. Oh, Canada. So for any of you Canadians up there, Amazon test drives delivery drones in Canada, bypassing tight U.S. regulation. This story actually came out last night. E-commerce giant Amazon is testing its delivery drones at a secret site not far from the U.S. border in British Columbia, Canada, according to a new report, as the company has grown impatient with the pace of drone flight approval in the United States. And here goes the fucking phone again. Amazon has gained permission from the Canadian government to work on its Prime Air Delivery UAV on an unmanned aerial vehicles, which can reportedly take off from the ground and land vertically as well as fly horizontally, The Guardian reported in an exclusive look at the testing facility. And you remember back, I would say maybe 8-9 months ago, maybe even a year ago, they were already doing testing with delivery drones in Saudi Arabia. Remember, I had to kind of give some evil laughter there when I saw the picture of the Saudi prince standing in his bathrobe. I don't know what they even call those. And the drone flying around, and I was like, gee, I hope we don't have a wardrobe malfunction, because that to me looks like a really bad combination. Anyway, let's get back to Canada. Amazon has gained permission from the Canadian government to work on its Prime Air Delivery UAV, unmanned aerial vehicles, which can reportedly take off from the ground and land vertically as well as fly horizontally. We read that. Amazon's supposedly secret spot, 2,000 feet from the U.S. border, is stocked with a, quote, formidable team of roboticists, software engineers, aeronautics experts, and pioneers in remote sensing, including a former NASA astronaut and the designer of a wingtip of the wingtip of the Boeing 787, The Guardian added. The team has been assembled to work on various delivery drone capabilities for Amazon, including, quote, sensors that can detect and avoid obstacles in the drone's path, link loss procedures that control the aircraft should its connection with the base be broken. And, you know, DARPA's been actually working on that for a while. They, with the drones right now, they are using GPS control, but there was a request for proposal out on FBO.gov quite a while now ago that where they were looking for the next generation of navigation capabilities for the drone that would protect them and maintain their direction if connection with mission control were lost. And what I found very interesting is that they were looking for something similar as to how they steer and direct ships in space, where they use the gyroscope as opposed to GPS communication that can be interrupted by some sort of radio jamming or solar flares, etc., which is bad news for us, because at one point I posted around a few times, there was a story that actually showed how you could go about and jam a drone signal, which I thought always would come in helpful someday as the drones were coming in to hunt us down. But if they go to this gyroscope system where it always knows which way it's up is up and which direction it's headed, and it can have pre-programmed coordinates, I don't think.
And I just hung up on myself by mistake as I was trying to get Lady Pimple back on again. Anyway, so
hey.
I think that's going to work too well. Hi, are you back?
I hope so. I've rebooted and everything, so we'll hope it works here. It's definitely on my end.
Okay, cool. I am on my second drone story here. So we're talking about, they had the Chinese delivery, now we have the secret drone base right over the U.S. border in Canada, and Canada has given Amazon permission to start testing their delivery drones. I don't know if you were listening while you were
No, I wasn't listening at all. It was all out. The Skype totally went out.
Okay, so anyway, I'm going to finish the story here. It says the team has been assembled. So we have this team now working with Amazon 2,000 feet, I think it said, yes, from the U.S. border in Canada since they bitch-slapped the U.S. government telling them they were dragging their feet on approving delivery drones here. So they have this team full of roboticists, software engineers, aeronautics experts, and pioneers in remote sensing, including a former NASA astronaut and a designer of the wingtip of the Boeing 787 is all on their team. It says the team has been assembled to work on various delivery drone capabilities for Amazon, including, quote, sensors that can detect and avoid obstacles in a drone's path, link loss procedures that control the aircraft should its connection with the base be broken, stability in wind and turbulence, and environmental impacts. As each of these, like when they hit birds or something, I'm assuming, as each of these new features are achieved, a new Prime Air prototype will be developed, and we are going to end up with unique shapes and unique vehicles. Guys, if these turn out to be little triangles with lasers, just shoot me now, okay? The most important part is to develop strong confidence that our system is safe and that we can demonstrate that to customers, says Gur Kimchi, the architect and leader of the Prime Air project. You can build a very different world, he says. Yes, like I said, the beginnings of Skynet have commenced, and it can be faster and safer and more economic and more environmentally friendly, all of those things all at the same time. Wow, that Kimchi, Gur Kimchi, sounds like he's trying a little bit hard, doesn't he? There was a big run-on sentence with all the good things about remote drones delivery.
A run-on sentence, that's funny.
It was. He had lots of ands in there. Amazon said that Prime Air would carry packages weighing up to 5 pounds over distance greater than 10 miles at 50 miles an hour in a, quote, slice of virgin airspace, unquote, The Guardian wrote, above 200 feet where most buildings end and below 500 feet where general aviation begins. Amazon's move in Canada comes as U.S. federal authorities, especially the Federal Aviation Administration, is currently compiling rules and protocols to safely integrate unmanned aircraft systems into the American skies with the goal of proposing a structure this year. Pursuant to the 2012 Federal Aviation Administration Modernization and Reform Act, wow, is that a mouthful, the FAA is obliged to finally incorporate drones with supposed privacy protections into U.S. air traffic by September 30th, 2015. Wait a minute. Isn't that when, Hammy said, I thought I saw him say yesterday that that's when that Chinese International Bank goes live?
Ooh.
September of 2015. And China, man, they already got delivery drones all over the country.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. That was the first story we read.
Ah.
Now, this is pretty nuts. September 30th, 2015. Guys, I really think we need to figure out how to take these suckers out. I hate to say that. And they're probably going to come after me and kick a door down. But, you know, I'm telling you, every cell in my body is saying this cannot happen. You don't even know. Over and over and over. I've seen this over and over and over again. We can't let this happen.
No. Absolutely no. Not. Well, that's what Judge Napolitano said, remember? He said that the first American that takes a drone out is going to become a hero.
Well, I'm just telling you, every cell in my body says this cannot happen. This is me. This line being drawn in the sand is very major to everything that will happen in our future.
It is. And people are just going to get used to the idea. That's all. You know, hey, it's progress. Hey, it's innovative. Hey, I can get my crap in a couple hours from ordering it. It's instant gratification. So you're going to have to battle that kind of mindset with this. I mean, it's the same thing. with everything else.
And it makes you wonder, like, is Amazon going to have warehouses every 10 miles?
Yeah, that's
weird, to be able
too.
To develop this? And, you know, in the first story we read, one of the reasons why they're dragging their feet is because the FAA only allows them to fly the drone. Oh, do I even have the story still up? I don't know if I do. Yeah, actually I do. Hold on. They gave a distance that was really short. And I was like, how are they going to have... Oh, it had to be within the line of sight, it said. How the hell are you going to fly delivery drones while there's a remote drone pilot within line of sight of your house?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Or are they going to use something like that Argus HD, you know, 24/7 camera in the sky to be their true line of sight?
Oh, there.
You know
well,
what I mean? They could be HD real-time viewing of your house.
Sure.
And watching the drone.
Yeah, that who knows what that means. That needs a little bit of clarification, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, all right, let me finish the story. Even once proposed, so September 30th, 2015 is when the Federal Aviation Administration Modernization and Reform Act has obliged us to incorporate drones with supposed privacy protections into U.S. air traffic. Though it is highly unlikely that that deadline will be met, and even once proposed, the definitive version of commercial drone regulation will likely take years. So I don't know, maybe the first time ever that I have applauded red tape in the United States with federal agencies. Let it take years and years and years.
Different... It better take years.
Yeah, well... All these other countries are just jumping on board like a bunch of idiots. So let them be first. The second they start arming these suckers, they'll give you your package. And I don't know, you ordered like the Anarchist Cookbook off of Amazon. They drop it on your doorstep and then shoot you with a poison dart.
Exactly.
Open the door. Pew!
Oh, my God.
That's they'll be getting pictures inside.
Sure.
They'll be zooming around your backyard. What's that growing?
Right?
I don't know. You know, I mean, seriously, though, that's my whole thing about this. Do we really want these suckers flying around? And, I mean, we're talking now. It's one thing. It's the feds. All right. There's, you know, not much we can really do about it if the military started the program. Of course, it was all done under the guise of, you know, supporting our troops and killing terrorists in the Middle East. But now, all of a sudden, we knew. I mean, that day that my former coworkers started arguing with me on my Facebook page that we're never going to have drones here and that they're never going to arm them. I mean, sorry, Dave, you were wrong. You were wrong. But I mean, now we've just amped this up and spun it up to the point where, I mean, I'm glad lawmakers are arguing about it, but do you see anyone up in arms? Because I know I don't.
No one. It's what? Hal Anthony Crickets.
Hal Anthony Crickets. Absolutely. I think that's actually the most fitting intro bumper of all time.
It is.
Goes hell.
Anybody show. It really is. It's perfect. Because that's all we ever hear.
That is all we ever hear. It's the high fructose corn syrup and the electronic devices that creates crickets.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that poison dangling carrot that nobody pays attention. And the instant gratification society is going to eat up delivery drones.
Oh, they'll love it. And then what is this? So the title in there was the title in the federal mandate was it said modernization in there somewhere, right? For modernizing the federal aviation guidelines, or what was
it? Hold on. Pursuant, and actually, this might be a good thing to look up. Somebody wants a homework project. Pursuant to the 2012 Federal Aviation Administration Modernization and Reform Act. And I do remember when that passed, because that's when they first came out and said, hey, we're going to have delivery drones.
Right. Yeah, and they're modernizing it all. So, of course, you know, we got to come up with the times. I mean, take your robot, you know. I mean, the robots, it's all a part of this whole thing. And
well, I think they were modernizing it because you had all these drones that were coming online, and they had to, just like the bandwidths for the cell phone wavelengths. There's been some modernization that's gone into that with the FCC as well, because there were all these older bandwidths that were no longer being utilized by like two-way radios and things. At one point, they were being used by the emergency, not emergency broadcast, by the emergency first responders, and they've changed all those frequencies now. So, you know, a lot of that stuff we can't even get anymore. You know, that all used to be available on air, unencrypted, so you could tap into those. And now a lot of that, like if you have an older, when you're listening to fire and police. Oh, you're cutting out bad. You'd have one of those, you know, the things that scan all the frequencies, and it would go signals anymore. It's because they've changed all the frequencies now to these newer frequencies. But I think that that's what part.
Drones in the air. I don't remember what the actual number was, but it was some massive number like that, like enough to make you go, holy shit, you know?
Yeah. That's going to disturb the peace.
Well, it's not going to be cool. So, all right, let me finish the story and then we'll hop on to something else. Sure. Different laws and regulatory structures in other nations may allow them to act more quickly to approve certain UAS drone operations, said an FAA spokesman to The Guardian. Everything we do is safety oriented, he said, and we base our approvals for unmanned aircraft operations on an assessment of the risks to other aircraft and to people and property on the ground. We have been working diligently with Amazon to get the information we need. So how nice is that? The FAA just like sticks it back in Amazon's face, like, screw you, you went in front of Congress and made us look bad, so now we're gonna stick it right back at you. Because you haven't been giving us the information we need. Last week, Amazon criticized federal regulators for the slow approval process, and days prior, the FAA said it would allow Amazon to test drone flights under certain conditions, but Amazon said that certain prototypes were already out of date. Quote, we don't need to test it anymore. We've moved on to more advanced designs that we are already testing abroad, and that must be the 2,000 feet over the U.S. border in Canada, said Paul Meisner, Amazon's vice president for global public policy, in testimony before the Senate Subcommittee on Aviation Operations, Safety, and Security. Quote, nowhere outside of the United States have we been required to wait more than 1 or 2 months to begin testing, said Meisner, admitting the fact that Amazon was testing its drones just outside of the U.S. border. And this goes on and on and on, but I don't know if I want to read anymore. Are you still there, Wendy?
Yes, I hope so.
Oh, 7,500. All right, yeah, let's read this. It says, existing FAA regulations allow Americans to fly small drones for recreational use at least 5 miles away from any airport and an altitude of no more than 400 feet. And, of course, that video that we've watched on air with that kid who got beaten up by the girl on the beach for flying his drone over all the bikini-clad chicks, that actually popped up in my watch again queue on YouTube the other day. It gave me a chuckle. She put him in a headlock, didn't she?
Yeah.
And he was screaming something like, help, help, I'm being repressed. It was hysterically funny. And she got charged with assault, too, which wasn't funny. But I think I probably, you know, she asked him nicely like 3 times to turn the camera off and stop spying on the people on the beach. And he got all shitty about it. So then an arm wrestle ensued, and it ended up with the boy in the headlock and the police showing up. I might have kicked him in the kneecaps first. And actually, they were even literally, because then his camera fell sideways and you could see them like laying on the ground wrestling for the drone controls. I don't think I ever laughed laugh so hard. Says the drone use is prohibited at night, and a drone operator must always keep the UAV in sight. And, you know, that really is the big question that I'm asking about these Amazon drones. How are they going to keep line of sight? Because there's no way they're going to be able to unless they have the self-driving Google cars following them around on the streets.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
The FAA might soon propose a, quote, risk-based blanket exemption from regulations for small drones weighing less than 5 pounds. Neighboring Canada has already approved such an exemption for small UAVs. An unauthorized use of private UAVs near airports and at high altitudes among manned aircraft currently remains the principal headache for civil aviation. From June and November of 2014, there were at least 25 episodes when drones came close or nearly collided with manned aircraft, the Washington Post reported in November. The FAA has said 7,500 commercial drones will be in the U.S. skies within the next 5 years once regulations go into effect. Numerous U.S. companies like Amazon want to begin testing out drones for commercial purposes, and already there are more than 750 companies that have requested exemptions from the FAA so they can circumvent the ban on UAVs, but the agency has only fulfilled 50 of them. Sorry. I was going to say, so it's 7,500 commercial drones that they're proposing and 750 companies that have requested exemptions. That means each company is allowed 10.
Wow.
That's not going to help Amazon. I could guarantee you Amazon could have a fleet of 7,500 or more.
Sure. Easy.
The agency has allowed some commercial drones to fly the American skies. In June, the FAA granted the first commercial drone license to who? Oil giant BP.
Of course.
Come on. For what? To go fly out and check their leaking.
Check for leaks.
Their leaking. I don't even know what they call them out in the Gulf.
Oil platforms.
Oil platforms. Thank you. Checking. Also, here we go. Some other butt-rubbing, butt-patting buddies. In September, six, count them six, Hollywood production companies were granted licenses to use drones while filming television shows and movies.
Now, that's actually cool.
But I thought they were doing that already with some of the news agencies as well.
Oh, they're definitely doing that. There's the news agency here in Detroit has one.
Yeah, I know. I've seen footage. I mean, even in Boston during the Sarnoff manhunt, the running man experiment that they had there, I was pretty certain that those were drones that were filming with night vision overhead.
Yeah.
If it was a helicopter, it could not be sitting stationary like it was.
Exactly.
And then move around. But it, you know, I mean, you know helicopters, the way they kind of move. I've seen helicopter footage. That to me looked way smoother. And at times it was way more stationary.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
It says, meanwhile, the FAA has largely told other users, such as photographers and videographers. And do you know who else was using these? Were a lot of real estate agents? I don't know if you've seen any of that.
Yeah, where they go and they get a drone shot of the property and stuff like that.
And all the neighbors. And the neighbors have been screaming high heaven that they don't want these drones flying around their properties getting pictures and put online. And can you blame them?
No. Not one bit, but that's what they're doing. They're slowly acclimating people through corporation means. Through
corporate they're going to force it down our throats is what they're doing. Because, hey, there's money to be made, so screw you.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, the FAA has largely told other users, such as photographers and videographers, to cease their drone flights or face fines. Raphael Perker was fined $10,000 by the FAA for flying his right-wing Zephyr drone he was using to shoot a video on the University of Virginia campus in 2011. He appealed the fine, but the National Transportation Safety Board later agreed with the FAA in November 2014, stating that the current federal regulations defining aircraft as, quote, any device used for flight in the air, unquote, applies to any aircraft, manned or unmanned, large or small. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 20 states have laws that guide unmanned aerial systems usage. Various laws address what a UAS, which is the unmanned aerial system, UAV or drone is, how government agencies or law enforcement can use them, how the public can use them, and how they can be used for hunting. For hunting?
That's weird.
How they can be used for hunting. I mean, in Alaska, I know that they were up in arms over using them to hunt wolves. I thought they were doing that with helicopters, and then there was some rumbling about using drones. But I haven't seen anywhere else. I mean, they've been using them to find, like, lost cows and things, haven't they?
Yeah.
That was, like, one of the first uses, or to hunt down rogue law enforcement officers. Didn't they do that in the...
Donner.
Vegas. Yeah, Donner. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, they totally... They pulled out all the stops for that.
I know I miss most of that because I was in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing, though. There's going to be one set of rules for the federal government and law enforcement use, and then another set of rule for the corporations use, and then another third set of rule for the public use, which will be absolutely next to nil.
Well, it's absolutely what they're going to do. And I'm even surprised that they're going to allow them for private use, to be honest.
Well, that's the thing. As soon as, like, some quote-unquote private drones cause havoc in the skies, then, you know what I mean? They've got to have the crisis first before they can actually say, oh, nope, soap, nope, no private use for drones,
or
only corporate use or law enforcement.
Maybe what they're hoping is they're going to end up with their whole own little army of citizen spies that they can have fly drones around, capture footage, and upload it somewhere.
That's interesting, you know, too.
Spy on your friends and family. It's fun. And have it like one of the DARPA robotics competitions where, you know, these dumbasses don't even realize they're helping the machine.
I know. Isn't that nuts? It's just how many young people out there realize what they're doing.
I know. You're cutting out again really bad. All right, let me finish the story. Last week, it was reported that U.S. Senator Cory Booker is set to unveil a drone bill. So look out, guys. It's called the, quote, Commercial UAV Modernization Act, unquote. I wonder how much money you want to bet that Amazon had some lobbyists on that one. That would allow companies to operate small, unmanned drones for several reasons, including mapping crop sites. And yes, drones are really big in the new push for farming automation. You know, don't forget we got robo-bees to pollinate crops and use for surveillance. They also have all kinds of ways to, like, GPS your crops. You can automate the watering and feeding by surveillance. It's pretty sick. If anyone hasn't looked into that yet, just start Googling like automation of farming. It's a pretty frightening thing. Including mapping of crop sites and surveying construction sites. The bill with lower standards than the FAA is currently considering, of course we always lower our standards, would only serve as a temporary guide until the federal agency has more solid rules to go. So there we go, people, already being tested in Canada because we couldn't cut the muster, and at 2,000 feet from the U.S. border, no less, like a big to the U.S. government. Lost audio. Hold on.
Dang.
Did we lose me or did we lose Lady Pitbull?
I hope it's just me.
Oh, yeah. So it must be Derby Dave. All right. Hit refresh. F5. Refresh. All right. Anyway. So that's about all I have to say about drones. The drones are coming. Oh, wait. No, there was one more. Hold on. We got to scroll down. Pizza delivery drone in Mumbai. Yes, India. Actually, yesterday, it's a video from Rashtastani China News. that must be some Indian news agency. They're doing pizza delivery. First in the country to deliver pizza by drone in Mumbai is the Francesco Pizzeria Pizza Company. Let's take a look. I don't have anything set up to play videos today. I'll have to do that tomorrow. It was enough of a pain in the ass just to get on air. Oh, and it's all in Indian.
Oh.
So, well, just know that they're... Oh, God, there's a video. There's a video with a pizza on it. Here, I'm going to have to drop this into chat. Oh, this is awesome. Now, this is the one way that I said that I might not be highly offended and wanting to knock them out of the sky would be if they showed up at 4 o'clock in the morning with a pizza when I had the munchies. That would be the only way.
Am I still on?
Yes, you are.
Yay.
Doc, who wants to know if we're taking calls today? I can try, Doc. If you want to try calling in, we got about, 5 minutes left.
I totally love Doc.
Yeah, come on. 718-717-8296. I can try. You can give it a shot. We'll see if it ding-a-lings. I got to watch that drone delivery pizza after the show. Maybe play that tomorrow.
That's funny. That's how they're going to get us to accept all this, though, you know?
Absolutely. And you know what? I wish I could play a video because I also have another video here about how you might one day fly in a plane without a pilot.
Oh.
A lot of stuff now since that crash in the Alps the other day, that German Wings flight. You know, I was even asking the question after all these years where we've had autopilot and we can have connection with ground control. We have GPS. We know most of the time where planes are, unless they, of course, vanish out of the sky with no trace. Yeah. Why can we not have some sort of override where traffic control, just like mission control, could take over the flight? I just don't understand. All right, we're going to try this. I think this must be Doc. Add to the group call without putting me on hold. There we go. Good morning. Is this Doc?
Good morning.
Hey.
Long time no chat with.
Absolutely. How you been?
Oh, I'm getting better every day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good.
Yeah, I got a ton of information I could share with you guys, but there's no time now. Are you going to do it another day or call in? Or?
Yeah, actually, I was going to do it all week. So we could tomorrow. I'll open the phones up once I get my my discombobulation all combobulated.
How's that working for you?
Well, good. I'm remote this week because we have spring break and I had to get the kid out of the house for a couple days. So things usually give me issues here, but I think we're doing okay now.
Good. Yeah, I just got so much information I want to share with everybody. Vital stuff.
So what about delivery drones? Have you seen anything about drones in Florida? I know at one point Florida was claiming that they were going to become the drone capital of the world.
Oh, jeez.
It wouldn't surprise me. I haven't seen anything about them in Florida.
No.
Jade Helm, I've seen.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing all kinds of stuff down there. I know South Carolina as well. They were doing
basically the whole southern half of the United States.
Tanks and stuff, or what are you seeing?
Yeah, well, reports of.
But you haven't seen anything personally.
No. Well, I do see the convoys on the interstate when I'm on the interstate.
Do you take pictures?
Pardon?
Do you take pictures?
No, I don't have a picture to take.
Couple weeks ago, I was driving between Rochester and Buffalo, and there was the strangest looking like camper bus thing. You know what I'm talking about? Those big, $180,000 mobile home driving palaces on wheels, right? Except it was really weird looking, and it was not a typical bus. I mean, decked out bus. It almost looked like it was an armored, decked out vehicle.
Wow.
And
probably was.
Well, the manufacturer on it was someone that I had never recognized before. And it was driving behind me, so I was like watching in my rearview mirror going, wow, that's kind of weird. So, you know, anytime there's something like that or a cop behind me, I just slow way down so they get annoyed.
That's funny.
Pass me. And so I slowed way down so he'd get next to me because I wanted to get some pictures and get a better look at this thing. And he pulled up right next to me. And, of course, then I sped up a little bit so I could be, like, right next to him. And I got some pictures. And, yes, you would believe it, it was a federal government license plate on there. Yeah.
Ooh.
And I got pictures, and what I haven't actually pulled them off my phone. You made me actually think of that just now, but I should post them somewhere so you guys could get a look at it, because I have no idea what it was, and I've never seen one of those before.
Well, it'd be command and control.
Oh, maybe.
Some kind of something like that.
How many antennas did it have?
What was that?
How many antennas did it have on it?
It had a bunch of antennas. Yeah, I don't remember.
There you go.
Yeah, I should pull those pictures up. They probably were from a month or two ago, and post them somewhere, and
that's
so we can get a good look at it. But yeah, I'd never seen anything like that before. And it's not like we don't have military traffic between here, because we have the base in Syracuse, and then we have Niagara Falls. So, you know, they hit the thruway. They hit 90, and that's
yeah.
how we go back and forth. We even have the military helicopters that fly over, because they fly over Lake Erie and then Lake Ontario, you know, so we're right on the flight path, but...
A lot of it is National Guard movements too.
It's very true. That's very
They've taken everything away from the real National Guard. They took away their attack helicopters.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Up here in Syracuse too, they turned Syracuse into one of the six main drone bases in the United States, you know.
Jeez.
That was what, 6-8 months ago when they had announced that there were going to be six main drone bases in the United States that they were going to start, you know, testing. And it's interesting because Syracuse is within 100 miles of the Canadian border, which is your constitution free zone. So is Niagara Falls.
Ding, ding, ding.
So is this whole area up here.
Here, I mean, too.
You can see Canada right across the lake when you're standing.
Isn't Florida, like, pretty much constitutional free zone, too? Like, the whole dang state, like, there's like a tiny swath perhaps going up the middle, but
I don't know.
Michigan is, being a border state. I mean,
right,
usually
right,
border
states.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I hate to do this, but guess what? There's about 25 seconds left of the show.
Oh.
That went really fast. So, Doc, thanks for calling in. Call in tomorrow. We'll do it toward the beginning of the show, and we can have a nice long conversation. I'm glad that you are on the upswing of feeling better. Thank you so much for being on today. Sorry about the technical issues. Everyone, make sure you stick around tonight. We got Mr. Kevin Blanch up next. He is warned this is going to be the most F-bombs ever on radio, so look out. And Tuesday night is always a great night, so make sure you